It may have taken a long time to get here, but today's resolution is a landmark. It is a major first step towards addressing the death, suffering, and injury of the victims of crimes committed by ISIS in Iraq.
United States Ambassador Nikki Haley welcoming the unanimous resolution which formally requests the UN chief to establish the new investigative team headed by a special advisor. It'll be responsible for collecting, preserving and storing evidence in Iraq of the many crimes carried out by members of the extremist group Daesh. Ambassador Haley said that although the lives lost could never be replaced, it would provide a measure of justice for the families of the group's victims.
The investigative team created by this resolution is part of a comprehensive approach to holding ISIS accountable for its atrocities against the Iraqi people. Working with the Iraqi and other partners, it will expose ISIS's depravity and provide an indispensable record of the scope and scale of its criminality.
Foreign ministers from around the world took part in the special council meeting, and Sweden's top diplomat, Margaret Wallström, was first to remind the chamber of the full extent of ISIL's barbarism.
Women and children have been used as human shields, executed in public, abducted, enslaved, raped, sold like livestock, and exploited as suicide bombers. We have heard heartbreaking stories from Yazidis, among many others. Today's action by the Council marks a victory for the women who have survived Daesh and who bravely spoke out to demand justice.
The UK worked closely on the resolution with Iraq, and Minister for the Middle East, Alistair Burt, told the council it was contributing £1 million to help fund the new team. He hoped bringing the terrorists to account finally would help provide answers for grieving families. With Daesh close to military defeat, having lost Mosul, Tal Afar and other towns it's terrorised for months, the Iraqi people needed to overcome the sectarian wounds which have festered since the invasion of Iraq in 2003, said Mr. Burt.
Lasting peace will only be secured once we've helped Iraq to overcome sectarian division and achieve the national unity that its people deserve. And justice is an essential requirement for reaching that goal, for it's justice that leads to reconciliation. And reconciliation is the only way to protect a society, any society, against extremists who would sow hatred and division.
The Iraqi Foreign Minister, Ibrahim al-Jafari, welcomed the resolution and the support of all member states in the council. Speaking through an interpreter, he said that the Iraqis had suffered terrible atrocities at the hands of Daesh, especially its minorities in the north.
The international community needs to bear in mind this experience and the threat it constitutes for all of mankind, to be sure that this experience is never repeated again anywhere in the world. The resolution of incrimination of Daesh is a victory for justice, a victory for humanity, and a victory for the victims. It's an expression of the practical rejection of Daesh, brutality and effective condemnation of its regressive behavior. We can hope that this will serve as a deterrent to others that would follow its example.
Ibrahim al-Jafari speaking in the Security Council on Thursday. Matt Wells, United Nations.